You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is September 1st, 7:45 Central Time. And joining me in studio this morning, Diane Grimm. She's the LCMS Church Information Center Coordinator. Diane, welcome to His Time.
Good morning, and thanks for having me.
So glad to have you in studio. For those of you listening, it might be Diane might be a familiar voice if you've called into the Church Information Center. You've either talked to Diane or your counterpart,
Joan.
You might have talked with either one of them. If you were calling with a question about perhaps a question about the church, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, or where to find a certain resource, or maybe even an unusual question, you just don't know where to go, the LCMS Church Information Center is the place to call, right?
That's exactly what we do.
Well, before we go much further, how do we contact the LCMS Church Information Center?
We have a toll-free number, and the easiest way to remember it is 888-THE-LCMS, if you have those little letters on your phone. Otherwise, the numbers are 888-843-5267.
Very good. 888-THE-LCMS, the easiest way to find it. You can call that. And there are other ways to contact the Church Information Center as well, correct?
There are. We also respond to the emails that we get. And that email address is infocenter@lcms.org.
Infocenter@lcms.org. What are some of the more common questions that that come to the Church Information Center?
Well, I think the most common is probably how to update our church information on the church locator. Because churches, they have their information, their service times, their websites, you know, their contact information out there. So a lot of congregations are calling in and say, we need to update our information. Can you help us? And then we have the resources for that.
Get them connected to, I bet it's, is it rosters and statistics?
It is, yes.
Because church workers have that same issue as well.
Exactly.
We need to update that. And we get our mailing, I think, annually, reminding us to do that. But
schools as well.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, the school mailing just went out, so.
Aha.
Yeah.
You're in the know about, I'm sure, about many of the mailings that go out and information that goes out to people as well, so that you know what questions to anticipate that may come in as a response of those.
Correct,
things.
Yes. We are on the seed list for all of the appeal mailings that go out, but then also our supervisors keep us abreast of any other events that might be happening that we need to know about.
So the people who are in the know, if you want to know what's going on in the LCMS, call the Church Information Center. They're the people who know all the things going on from the International Center's perspective.
Oh, pretty much, yeah. And if we don't know, we know who to contact to find it out. So
I remember when I first started working here 2 years ago, when I'd have a question, I would just come down to the Church Information Center.
Uh-huh.
It's literally right below my office. I would just walk downstairs, or it stomped really hard on the floor, but that didn't always work. I guess concrete floor didn't work. So I would come downstairs and ask questions, and you always knew the right place to send me, or always knew the right answer, and I really appreciate that. And so I encourage our listeners, if you have a question, to use the Church Information Center. That's what you're there for,
exactly.
To answer those questions and keep us informed. Okay, so common question, churches trying to get their information updated on the church locator. Uh-huh. Other common questions that you may get?
That some people want to know about mission opportunities.
Oh,
how
yeah.
can I serve? Are there mission trips available? Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to be a missionary. Who do I talk to about that? So those folks are forwarded to International Mission then.
And so you get them, I bet, if they're interested in becoming a missionary, I bet you connect them with the Reverend Dan McMiller or David Fiala. Mm-hmm. And help them find out about those missionary opportunities.
Exactly.
And I understand we have some, in the future, we're hoping to have more short-term missions as well.
Yes.
So that's it. And we have the mercy trips, the medical mercy trips this year.
Yes.
So I'm going to Madagascar and other places as well, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, you just know all of these things going on. That's good.
Yep. We read our reporter and our Lutheran Witness.
Stay informed.
Yes, we do.
The most informed people in the LCMS. What about, what are some unusual questions that you've received?
Well, a lot of people, when they come to St. Louis, they want to know what to go see. So sometimes we are a travel agent. You know, we tell them, oh, you can go see this or you can go see this. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, this would be awesome to go see, you know, like the zoo or, of course, the arch and things like that. So we're their travel planners.
So when folks come here to come to visit the International Center, mm-hmm. they're looking for other sites to mm-hmm. see. And I bet you know where all the historic Lutheran sites are in the St. Louis area as
well. Sure, yeah. We send them that way as well.
Because when someone comes to visit the LCMS International Center, maybe a school group coming to take a tour mm-hmm. or a youth group or older adults group coming through St. Louis to visit the International Center. You and Joan are the ones who always are there smiling, greeting them and showing them around as well.
Yep. I'm one of the tour guides here mm-hmm. that I see.
Showing them around the International Center. There are some neat things. There are some things here at the International Center that I bet a lot of people don't know about mm-hmm. That would make for a great tour, a great trip, a great field trip mm-hmm. as well. Mm-hmm. What are some of the highlights of the International Center here that you share on that tour?
A lot about the art that we have in the building. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of art pieces here, and I don't know the history behind all of them, but, you know, they are just amazing to see. You know, it's kind of like a mini art gallery here.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, throughout the building, there mm-hmm. are some great pieces of mm-hmm. art.
And then we highlight some of the, you know, some of the bigger, like our Walther Room. Mm-hmm. We take them up there to where the board of directors meets. We also take them through the president's office if it's open. Mm-hmm. Of course, our museum, the Concordia Historical Institute Museum, mm-hmm. and then our chapel.
And of course, KFUO.
Yes.
When we can work it out in the studio here.
Yes,
as well.
We let them stand outside and stare in when you're having your show.
We love it. We love having groups come through and visit us mm-hmm. and spend some time learning about the International Center, what happens here at the International Center and the history. I love Concordia Historical Institute downstairs as well, the museum mm-hmm. there. Just one floor below us here and same floor as the Church Information mm-hmm. Center. Mm-hmm. How do you keep track of all the information and trying to answer, you know, being prepared to answer questions that come into the Church Information Center? Do you just have like catalogs upon catalogs of information?
Well, actually, Joan and I, we kind of depend on each other for a lot of the information because what I'll forget, she'll remember, and what she forgets, I remember. So, yeah, we're a really good team that way.
What are the hours for the Church Information Center?
7:45 to 4:15.
Central time.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
7:45 to 4:15 central time.
And email 24 hours a day.
All right. Wow. Who's answering emails 24 hours a day?
Nobody. Nobody. But they come in while we are sleeping.
You can email 24 hours a day and we'll try to get back to you pretty promptly. Well, any other unusual questions or other questions that you'd like to highlight today?
Well, one that I'm seeing here is we have a very nice cafeteria here, the Mission Grill. Somebody wanted to borrow our kitchen to come in and to make chocolate. And yeah, we just get a whole bunch of unusual requests. Our phone number is very similar to a doctor's office. So a lot of times people are calling to cancel their appointments and we have to, of course, redirect them to the number or provide it for them. So, yeah.
So some wrong numbers along the way, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, outstanding. What a great resource. And now, how long have you been a part of the Church Information Center?
Well, a little bit of history, maybe. Mm-hmm. The Church Information Center has been around since 1997. A lot of people are still not aware that we are around. Mm-hmm. And we were first started and housed in the Lutheran Church Extension Fund until we could get our staff hired, and then it was moved over here to the International Center. And I came on board in 1998, so I have been here quite a while.
So 1997 is when the Church Information Center started.
Uh-huh.
And you can find, if you forget the phone number for the Church Information Center, it's on the LCMS website, lcms.org. Go down to the bottom and you can find that information there.
The contact us. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The phone number, email address. Is there a little form, if I remember correctly? Is there a form or something?
Yes, there is. There's a contact us if you have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then those questions are emailed to us and we answer them.
So there's even a little form, a little app or a little thing right there on the website as well. Contact us online. Mm-hmm. And that's a little box that basically sends it right to your inbox as well.
It does.
Well, that's a helpful resource as well. And, it looks like you can email or they can put in their phone number as well to,
yes,
to be reached.
Yes, and it's very helpful if they do. Mm-hmm. So if perhaps the email address isn't right, we still have a way to contact them.
And to answer their questions.
Yes.
Do you get, now you mentioned earlier you get some contacts or phone calls from churches trying to, or emails from churches trying to update their information. Uh-huh. What would you say mostly laypersons or pastor or church workers, who do you think you get the most calls from? Or do they, maybe they're not identified in those calls.
Oh, yes. Yeah. A lot of times they'll say, I'm such and such secretary from such and such church. So, of course, it's kind of obvious that they're calling from a church. But no, laity are the number one group that are contacting us, followed by pastors.
So I'm glad you mentioned church secretary. This is a really helpful number for church secretaries to have.
Yes.
This
is
like the hotline for church secretaries.
Yes. We love talking to them because we're usually the last person that they call, and they're just so very grateful that we were able to provide what they needed.
And if you are a church secretary or you care about your church secretary, provide them with this phone number and help them publish it in the church newsletter and things like that and the bulletin.
So we do have questions. A leaflet that's available. Our website is lcms.org/CIC. Mm-hmm. And on there, you can order our leaflets that are a business card size or a business envelope size. And we can mail those out to you.
Outstanding. Mm-hmm. And you can put that leaflet maybe in the bulletin 1 week or put it out on...
People have been writing in because they want to use it at a fair. They've got an outreach event in their community. So yeah, that's a helpful resource as well.
What about, do you get questions from folks outside of the LCMS wanting to learn more about the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
We do, yeah. It's typically by email. Mm-hmm. And we're able to provide our frequently asked questions, some of our doctrine on there. You know, we have some resources that we provide to those folks.
Outstanding.
And of course, then we usually refer them to a pastor in their area, you know, to help them connect to a church.
Use that handy little church locator
and find a
church in their area to get them connected with.
Yeah.
That's outstanding to have that resource available, and what a great network. What a great idea. Thanks so much for all the work you do to keep us informed. Again, let's give that phone number for our listeners.
Sure. It's 888-843-5267.
Or 888-THE-LCMS, an easy way to remember that.
Yes.
Diane, thanks so much for being our guest this morning on His Time. And I know that you've got to get back down there because the phones are probably ringing.
Yes,
Joan's covering the phones. I know she's got them covered right now.
Yes, she does. She's good.
Folks are probably ringing the phone off the hook right now since we gave out that phone number.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Have me back anytime.
Thank you. God's blessings on your day. Coming up in just a little bit, we have our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.